It's not my own. Praise God. For allowing us our life in your hands. Not my own. Father God, I thank you. Thank you, Father God. I praise you, Lord. For you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us and keeping us in your hand. Thank you for the call, for calling us, and that we answer that call to be in your hands. Praise. Praise you, Father God. Amen. Praise God. Well, there are some people here that, I mean, not some, but let me say this. Everybody has a story. I always say that in Power Hour. Each and every one of us have a unique story. And it is to cherish. To be cherished because it's of God. Everybody's story is different, even in different level of understanding, different level of strength. So I am here to share my story. So I just praise God. And the title is Beautiful Created in His Image. So there comes a time in life we are faced with challenging experiences beyond our control. Whether it's illness, loss of a loved one, or even a misfortune of a condition in our body. If it is a condition or illness, we tend to want to study and do extensive research and learn the hows, the whys, the when, and what can be done to fix it or even make it better. But in my case, many of you know the loss of my hearing. It's now been 11 years since now living as a deaf person. Yes, I'm deaf, but like, how is it that she's deaf and she's talking? And nothing but God. But I get blessed and I kick of telling people, you know, I'm deaf. And I like to see their reaction because it's funny to me. And surprisingly, people with the device that I have, I thought it would be known, but if everybody doesn't know it, I'm not familiar with it, even though it's like over 3,000 of us in the world that have that, maybe 5,000 by now. So this implant, now I had for 10 years. Yes, about 10 years. Pastor, you know my story. And I remember looking at two tall guys praying for me. That was Pastor and the boy. That was between them. Yeah, just looking up. But, you know, I praise God for their encouragement and their prayer throughout the years. and their friendship. So I have a cochlear implant. And that allows me to hear now, but not the way I used to hear. But thank God, I hear. So before I started losing my hearing, when I was in the seventh grade, back in the days, of which we were not quite aware of my hearing loss going down. So my mom used to tease me back then, and she used to say, if you want something messed up, give it to me there. And then I just look at her and I say, yep. Because what I heard is what I'm going to tell you. You know, many times whatever I hear, it wasn't right. And it was, in a way, comical, you know. So I just laughed it out. And we used to laugh it out together as a family. So not realizing that I was slowly losing my hearing. So fast forward, I lost my hearing in my right ear completely after I had my second son. Unrelated. So I went through all kinds of tests as to why. Went through MRI, CAT scan in my head, and they couldn't find why is it that all of a sudden I'm losing my hearing. So so nothing was found as to why. The only possibility that it was genetic, genetically meaning another family member, could be a cousin, a grandmother in a previous generation that was deaf. And I found out that my mom did actually have a first cousin that was deaf. And, you know, God bless her to become a teacher. She went and pursued one of her dream jobs and went through everything until she retired. But the way she retired, they discovered that she was deaf. And that became a kind of a prejudice type of thing. So they dismissed her because she was deaf. But she fulfilled her dream. During that time, nobody knew that she was deaf. She didn't go through any kind of hearing procedure to let her be deaf. And she went through it here in the United States. She was a teacher in New York. So now since then, when she retired, she went back to Panama. But, you know, praise God for her able to accomplish. So the only possibility I see. And then fast forward some years ago, after a year that I retired, I lost suddenly my hearing in my left ear completely. Just woke up one day. We never know where God takes us from one day to the next or one moment to the next. You know, we never know. So he woke up one day and I couldn't hear. And I like, all the while I was wearing a hearing aid though, before the implant. So I had to go to my audiologist and let him do something. Yeah, he said, do something, there's something gotta be done. Raise the decibel the highest possible way that you might know. And he's like, oh, Mary, I'm so sorry. Now your hearing has gone from hard of hearing to profound. And I'm like, oh. So I know what that meant. My heart dropped. Yeah, I'm like, okay, profound. How am I going to communicate to anybody? Actually, how are they going to be able to understand me? Something got to be done. So I rush home. For my husband, nothing could be done. You know? So what's going on? I don't know. Only God knows. But, so I suddenly lost my hearing, totally in my left ear. So here begins a new journey for me and my family, close friends, and my church family. So all that to say is I've learned to accept that I am about to embark on a now that God is before me because of my faith and trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You know, it wasn't that I was not saved, I was saved. So, and that everything that I am about to go through is totally under his control. You know, completely. So doing this journey, walking with God, he's constantly revealing to me how beautifully and wonderfully we are created in his image. You know, that was Psalm 139, 13 to 18. And it reads, for you formed me, you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. You know, only God knows what cut my head even while I was in the womb. And number 14, he said, even though I'm going through, I will praise you, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. Well, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. You know, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. My husband always talk about counting the sand, the grain of sand. even one teaspoon of sand, it probably might take you a century to count. We wouldn't even get there. A lifetime. He said, when I awake, I am still with you. That's a promise that God gave to me. And a promise that he gives to us, we can all keep. So God has his eye on us before we are born. So these verses avow and declare that that personhood does exist. The personhood of God. So you know what? I was going to prepare to do a different message. But things keep happening along the way, reaffirming that I should do this message. And then, sorry, I gotta apologize to Sister Jennifer for her, when she spoke last week, and she called her husband up, included her family. Well, my husband didn't know this, I don't know, but I want to call him up to elaborate and see what really enforced or reinforced me to do this message. We had a conversation a few days ago about our body and our one of the senses. I was mentioning to him about the hearing, and we were mentioning about different things that God had formed and the way and what was needed in the body to perform. So we
I have no idea what she's talking about. Okay, well, okay. Sometimes, you know, you have conversations, you don't remember what you said. I don't remember. I can't tell you this. I can tell you this. When God made man, he made us so complex and so awesome. And when you, you know, when you look at what my wife lost in her hearing, the human ear, okay, she can hear me, she can hear you talk, but it's not the same. She can hear music, but she cannot hear notes. She can hear, but she doesn't hear like, and the whole point of this is, when God made you, he made you so unique and so awesome. Do you know what is that it is a blessing to hear music? The musical notes and the melodies and the harmonies. How many of us, I don't ask you how many of us, but you guys know what the music was like in the 70s and the 60s. Those groups had harmony. They had melody. They had instrumentation. And I say that to say it was so beautiful, but God gave us ears to hear that. It resonated in our spirits, in our souls. We didn't know the Lord, but we knew music. And that music was beautiful. When she lost her hearing, I did not know this until one day we were here in church. Pastor knows this story. We were talking, and I was telling Pastor, the one thing I wish is that my wife could hear music and hear the notes in the song and the harmonies and the melodies. Me and him are talking about this. I did not know what she was about to tell us. She said, when I lost my hearing, I could hear music in my head. Like orchestra, or not orchestra, but like a classical or something. I don't know. But it was so beautiful. And I'm just saying that God, when God made us and he made these organs, ears to hear, mouth to taste good food, and then we taste good food, and we love good food. And I know most of us love to get together and eat. You know, most people, especially get out of church, you're going straight to go eat because you love the flavor of the food, right? But then the Bible come around and say what? Taste and see that the Lord is good. So when my wife lost her hearing, and she calls it a journey, a season in her life, she did not go through that by herself. She says she went through it with her family, meaning mainly me, and she went through it with Pastor and all our group. We have our little group, but we went through it with her. It was so hard. I never forget my wife saying to me, I guess you better call Pacho, that's her brother, and tell him if he calls me, I won't be able to hear him. So and she was crying when she said that. So this was a very difficult time. But I want to tell you something that makes this whole story so awesome to me personally. We were going to Fountain of Love. I think it was Fountain of Love. Pastor Zach Prude and Pastor Leon Prude. Women had a day. Women spoke on every, what, fifth Sunday, Maria? Fourth Sunday. Spoke on fourth Sunday. Maria was the fourth Sunday speaker every fourth Sunday. When she lost her hearing, we didn't go to church that first week when she lost it. I said, we can't go because it was so devastating, so hard. I looked for other churches to go to that had sign language because we had learned some sign language. You know what she said to me? I want to go to my church. I want to be with my family. And when the next fourth Sunday came around, guess who was the speaker? She could not hear her own voice, but she spoke. And I kid you not, every fourth Sunday that she spoke for those 8 months when she couldn't hear a thing, every time she spoke, she had the place crying. Everybody's just crying, boo-hooing, because it was so emotional to see the Lord, the anointing on her when she spoke. It was just phenomenal. This is just the Lord we're talking about. The scripture says what? This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Is that enough, Sister Joan? Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought he was going to mention the little things we have in our bodies, like the cells and the, you know, I'm not a medical professional, but there are some things in us that we cannot do without, that we wouldn't even be surviving, you know, like certain vitamins, if we don't have in our bodies, practically cripple us, you know. But he mentioned about the sound. Mainly I was focusing on my hearing. You know, the ear is something else. The ear, we hear God. I heard him in my silent moment, you know. And it's beautiful, like he mentioned. And when I heard him most is when this didn't work a few months ago. And I had to wait about a month and a half before I get another one or a replacement. But during that time, I was calm. The Lord just ministers to me in such a calm, heavenly way. Like I said, I hear music. I heard like a symphony, classical, beautiful music. Music that is so indescribable. And then in my mind, I'm like, Lord, you give me a taste of heaven. What it's like. You know, I just praise him for what he does, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. You know, I just praise God. But my other thing is it not logical to believe that the only one who can recreate us is the one who created us in the first place? Example, if your watch were out of order, you wouldn't take it to a blacksmith, right? If your car needed overhauling, you wouldn't take it to a plumber. See, Our spiritual problems can only be solved by the God who created us originally. He created us in his own image and likeness, and he knows all about us. He knows everything about us, including the numbers of our ears. So he created us in his own image, and he knows all about us. But today, by the grace of his Son, he can recreate us in the likeness of his resurrection. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are recreated and become partakers of his life. Just as we are born again by the Spirit of God, so we grow and become more like Christ as the Spirit works in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, I was in Christ. I became a new creation in that journey, which means I am ready to work for him, to praise him, in this situation, you know, like Pastor mentioned in Power Hour, sometimes we have to be in the storm to know exactly what it's like and what it is that God has for you. So, he is a new creature and all things have passed away. So no longer I need to rely on his natural hearing, but rely on the created hearing by man, but it was really created by him. Because guess what? He gave man knowledge. He gave man the knowledge to help me, that I could be able to hear his word and carry on what he wants me to do. Praise God. Colossians 3:15. Yes. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. And boy, the peace of God really had to rule in my heart. Had to take away the tension and the fear. Then now what? Now what I'm about to do? Because now I can talk, but I can't hear them in order to respond. I'm beginning to have communication issues, but not too bad. You know, it was just halfway. Because I could talk, I just couldn't respond back to them. Because I could not hear what they say. You know, I said, to which also you were called in one body and be thankful. Be thankful. So thankfulness is in our usual response when something goes wrong. We may have 100 good things for which to be thankful. But let one bad thing happen, and it's all we think about. But the Bible says in everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Each and every one, like I said, have a story. So no matter what happens, we are to give thanks. cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving in your life. Thank God for every blessing he gives you. Thank him for Christ and what he has done for you. Even when things go wrong, thank him that they aren't worse. And you are still in his hands. You know, I can say I did thank him that it wasn't worse. When they were about to give me the surgery, I had to go to therapy, really not therapy, consultation before the surgery. So one of my questions was, well, what is the percentage of the success of this surgery? And he said 98, something like that. And I said, okay, I got to get on my knees and pray that I am not that 2%. You know, like I said, it could have gone worse. But I thank God that I was one of the 98% that it worked. You know, sometimes we like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. God would do this and God would do that. You're saved. You know, things will work out. But you have to kind of look at things in detail. Sometimes things will not work out. And then what? How are you going to handle that? You know, but I praise God that he worked in my favor. But we also need to pray for those that things did not work out in their favor, you know. But God has a reason, because it's not all that bad. God uses us either way. Either way. So I'm in that time. Having an attitude of thankfulness in all of life circumstances will help each and every one of us react, or we should react, as old Matthew Henry did when he was mugged. He wrote in his diary, "Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, although they took my purse, they did not take my life. And third, because although they took my all, it was not much. And fourth," he says, "because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed." So, you know, in this painful time, yes, I found myself to be thankful and appreciate God's gift of humanity's beauty he has created in each and every one of us in every way. So I thank God and I praise him for this moment that he has given me. Thank you. I appreciate your attention.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for Sister Maria and for all that he has done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.